Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Members of the Virginia House of Delegates will be back at the Capitol for a summertime session to make a change to benefits for veterans and their families. They are not expected to take up legislation legalizing slot machine-style games at truck stops and convenience stores, although Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville says there would be widespread support if they did.
The bills of the past had passed by very wide margins, and the governor came in extraordinarily late in the process with his comments and edits, and he also promised people he was going to work towards a solution. So I think the advocates think that with the large bipartisan consensus and the governor saying he was going to work with them, that they were expecting him to work with them.
Delegate Paul Krizek is a Democrat from Fairfax County who's calling for a moratorium on any new gambling until a commission can be set up to oversee Virginia's growing new industry.
The skill game bills that have been proposed indicate something like 30,000 to 35,000 machines. That's the equivalent of 10 new casinos worth of slot machines. So I think let's put a pause on this, get this gaming commission stood up. It'll probably take a couple years. That process will help us to vet new gambling ventures like skill gaming.
Many lawmakers don't want to wait that long, though, and they're hoping to gavel back into session and pass a skill games bill just as soon as they can strike a deal with the governor. Michael Pope.